still in slumber, holy angels guard thy bed. Sweetest blessings without number, gently fall upon thy head. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber, cold and hard thy Savior lay. When his birthplace was a stable, and his soft death bed was hay. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber, holy angels guard thy bed. Sweetest blessings without number, gently fall upon thy head.
Welcome to our service for Christmas Day. We weren't in all honesty sure whether to have a service for today. There are so many wonderful services on the television and radio. But on the whole, what these services have done, I suppose, is to keep us a little bit in touch with each other and with our own churches during the lockdown. And so perhaps it's important on this day too, to be in touch with each other and with the people from our different churches. So welcome.
Once in royal David's city stood a lordly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for him. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child.
With the poor and
some words from today's Gospel reading. To all who received Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Christmas Day. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and is at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
Darlleniad o Lyfr Eseia. Morweddaidd ar y mynyddoedd yw traed y negesydd, sy'n cyhoeddi heddwch yn datgan daioni yn cyhoeddi achodwriaeth, sy'n dweud o Seion, dy ddiw sy'n teirnasu. Cliw y mae diwylwyr yn codi eu llais ac yn bloeddion llawen gyda'i gilydd, a'i llygad eu hunain y gwelant yr arglwydd yn dychwelyd i Seion. Bloeddiwch, cydganwch, chi adfeilion Jerusalem, oherwydd tosturiodd yr arglwydd wrth ei bobl a gwaredodd Jerusalem. Dinoethodd yr arglwydd ei fraich sanctaidd yng ngwydd yr holl genhedloedd ac fe wel holl gyrra'r ddeiar iachawdwriaeth ein diwni.
New Testament reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory, and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his Father, and he will be my Son"? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lay down his sweet hand.
The Gospel reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter beginning at the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise be to thee, O Christ. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I wonder if you watch University Challenge. At Christmas, they run a special series with graduates from the universities and colleges rather than present-day students. The graduates are often people one has heard of, who have made a name for themselves in the arts or sciences or whatever field of expertise they follow now. The first of the programmes was between Christ's College, Cambridge, and St. John's College, Oxford. The Christ's College team were a journalist, an artist, a poet, and, unusually, a footballer. And they were, in Jeremy Paxman's words, abysmal. The show aired on Monday evening. I'm writing on Tuesday morning. And the journalist from the team, Sathnam Sangera, has written a piece in this morning's Times under the headline, My University Challenge Hell. To pick one abysmal moment from several, Sangera, who is, lest we forget, a journalist, failed to remember the name of Bob Woodward, one of the two journalists who broke the Watergate story. That's to say, probably one of the two most famous journalists of the last 50 years. In his own defence, Sangera writes, quizzes are not a test of intelligence, but of memory, and the speed at which you can retrieve memories. And mine is so poor that I regularly meet people who know more about my life story than I can remember myself from my writing. It made me smile, because I'm just the opposite. Most of you know that I have a terrible memory for mundane things like dates and times and where my socks are, but for facts, and especially for words, I have a memory like an iron vice. It means I am good at quizzes, and useless in some other areas. But I've come to realise that it also means that my memories of Christmas are different from most people's. Most people, I think, remember Christmas for wonderful presents they received as a child, or the gathering of the family, or the Christmas meal, or even occasionally the weather. Even for me, the combination of receiving my first proper bike and trying to ride it in the frozen conditions of Christmas 1963 is memorable. But what I really remember, more than anything else, are words. Words that I heard each Christmas time, and especially the words of the carols and the Bible readings from the service of Nine Lessons and Carols, which our school choir gave each year. Even, perhaps especially, I remember the prose of the introduction to that service, the bidding prayer. It begins, Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide let it be our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even to Bethlehem, and to see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in the manger. The whole prayer is beautifully written, I do not know by whom, but clearly by someone who was confident enough to exercise a gift for poetry in the writing of liturgy, a poetry which modern liturgies so seldom find. Beloved in Christ, he begins. And those first words, I'm sure, will have taken many of you back to the beginning of the Book of Common Prayer service of Evensong, and the introduction to the confession there. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places, and so on. Perhaps the first truly liturgical words I ever heard. These are words designed to speak to the heart, to assure the congregation that they come into the presence of a God who is not distant, but who loves them, and whom they can trust to hear their confession and their prayers with mercy. We tend to think of the old prayer book language as more distant from us, but actually, few modern liturgies would dare to be so personal as this, to speak to the heart of the congregation and to invite their heartfelt response. The bidding prayer from the Nine Lessons service does the same. A modern liturgy would say, "We have come together to celebrate," and carry on from there. The bidding prayer says, "Let it be our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem." Again, this is language which is designed to stir and to touch the emotions, the idea of delight and the reference to the heart are crucial. This service, it says, is not to be a merely mental exercise, the remembering of a story or some favourite hymns, or the recitation of a tradition. It is to be a journey of the heart, to a place where the heart may find delight. It may indeed be a journey into Christmas's past. Notice that little word again, to hear again the message of the angels. This is not news. It is the reaffirmation, the reassurance, of the story that is fundamental to our faith, and thus fundamental to the delight of our hearts and souls. But it was that little phrase, "in heart and mind to go even to Bethlehem," which gave me pause in this most difficult of Christmases. I know that for many of you, and for myself and Jane, our hearts will be far away on Christmas Day. We will be travelling in heart and mind to places where we are not allowed to travel physically, or to people who are not allowed to travel physically to us. We've missed so many celebrations this year already. Family gatherings for birthdays, memorial services for people who meant a lot to us, and now the gathering of Christmas has been taken away for many. One of the most poignant of the celebrations we missed was the celebration of the 75th anniversary of VE Day, which we'd planned for the month of May. When I was researching the project, I'd imagined that the generation of people who remembered it would remember most vividly the celebrations in the streets. But for some of them in Newquay, at least, what they remembered most clearly was that there were still loved ones who were far away, especially loved ones serving in the Far East, still in danger, in a war that had not yet ended. The separations brought about by the pandemic have spoken to me, and I think to many in later generations, about what that generation went through, not just for one Christmas, but for several. We conclude with some words from Luke's Gospel. "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.'" That Christmas message of peace has been harder to hold on to this year, harder than in any year of my lifetime. But I wish you peace this Christmas time, as you travel in heart and mind to the people you cannot be with. And I pray that you will be able with them to delight again in the message of the angels. Amen. Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today will be led by Anthea, but we begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. En tad yr hwnwyt yn y nefoedd, sancteddia dy enw, dyled y dernas gwnela dy wychlis, megis yn y nef fechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ei heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddeiwn ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, ethyr gwared ni rhag trwg. Canes eitho ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu a'r gogoliant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen.
Let us pray. On this Christmas day, may we be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Spirit, now and for ever. Amen. And we pray for peace at this Christmas time. Grant us, Lord God, a vision of our world as your love would make it, a world where the weak are protected and none go hungry or poor, a world where the benefits of abundant life are shared and everyone can enjoy them, a world where different races and cultures live in tolerance and mutual respect, a world where peace is built with justice and justice is guided by love. And give us the inspiration and courage to build it. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray for the lost and lonely this Christmas. God of compassion, your love for humanity was revealed in Jesus, whose earthly life began in the poverty of a stable and ended in the pain and isolation of the cross. We hold before you those who are homeless and cold at this Christmas time. Draw near and comfort them in spirit, and bless all those who work to provide them with shelter, food, and friendship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, due to the ongoing challenges of the COVID pandemic, we have all had to make difficult decisions about how and where to celebrate Christmas this year. Help us to make the right choices, both now and in the future. And as we wait for the rollout of vaccines, we pray for all those who give of themselves so that others may be helped. The doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, police, firefighters, teachers, retail workers, postal workers, and countless others. May they receive your protection as they serve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for all who are ill or suffering, lonely or anxious about their future. God of compassion, be close to all those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. Be their consolation and their hope and be their light. Comfort and heal them and restore them to health and strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, on this Christmas day, we remember all those in our community who have been bereaved this year and for whom this day is touched with sadness. Embrace in your loving arms all who are grieving the loss of family and loved ones. Be with them in their sorrow. Uphold them with your strength. And through the generosity of love shown by others and your presence within their hearts, may they know they are not alone in their struggle through today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of love, Father of all, the darkness that covered the earth has given way to the bright dawn of your word made flesh. Make us a people of this light. Make us faithful to your word, that we may bring your life to the waiting world. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
As well.
Let us pray. May he who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly fill you with a sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.